Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin, New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. And this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well on this fine evening. And let's get going.
Yes, the number to call when you want to get through, don't be shy, is 515-605-9802. The number again to call in. 515-605-9802. The Season 2, Episode 19, Ideological Tribal Warfare, The Power Struggle Dividing America. Today's date is September 12, 2022, and ideological wars continue to destroy America from within. The 2022 midterm elections for congressional and some Senate races is fast approaching. Can you imagine if Republicans win both chambers of Congress? It'll be a stalemate for the next 2 years with nothing being done or moving America forward. Democrats are cautiously optimistic, and Republicans are arrogant in thinking that they can steal the election and get away with it. They're like the ideological war we speak of regards hot-button issues such as abortion rights, gun control, immigration, vaccination, climate change, healthcare, taxes, civil rights, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, education, social issues, raising the minimum wage, student loan forgiveness and judicial system, law and order and economy. The current political climate is polarizing as never before. What can we do to stop the divisiveness that continues to tear apart the fabric of America? Is it too late or better late than never? The Supreme Court will be asked to rule on matters that federally elected officials can't agree on, which will further fuel ideological differences. Biden has the America First approach, while MAGA Republicans exposes conspiracy theories with no facts backing it. Establishment Republicans continue to have no spine nor testicular fortitude to stand up to fascism within their own ranks. Join us tonight as we analyze how we can make America a more perfect union. We can agree to disagree without threats of violence or an all-out physical war. Political tribalism has taken an iron grip across the nation. Let's find common solutions before we have to bloodshed, or even more bloodshed. Is Civil War 2.0 possible? Let's hope not, as the world looks upon us as a beacon of democracy and freedom. When you call in, say your first name and where you're calling from. The number again, 515-605-9802. Remember to subscribe and follow us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're not anti-social. We're anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, Lori, what's the first thing on the agenda tonight?
Well, I think the first thing should be is that the Department of Justice is still moving forward. They have slapped over 40 subpoenas on different Trump loyalists. Dan Scavino is one of them. There's a long list. Oh, Stephen Miller also, he's another one. And I think that this is going to make a big difference because they were very close to him and they knew everything that was happening and going on. And there's also two that they took away their cell phones from two of them. I was trying to find, his name is Boris Epstein and Mike Roman had their phone seized. So I'm not really sure exactly who they. I know they're Trump advisors as well. Fall is rolling forward. I just don't know where it's going to explode at. That's all.
And to inform the viewers, September 28th is when the January 6th committee reconvened. so you don't want to miss out on primetime television. They're going to go deep and delve into, you know, transpired on January 6th. And as you said, more people come in front of the committee subpoena. And interestingly, it was satisfying and gratifying to see that Steve Bannon was in handcuffs when he gave up himself in New York. And we wanted some more of that. We want Rudy Giuliani, we want Trump, we want Stephen Miller, all those players in the insurrection who encouraged it should be behind bars in a jumpsuit and go through trial and serve some time. Because what it did was not patriotic. It was so un-American. It was so disgusting, you know. So
exactly.
You know, I talk about testicular fortitude in the introduction. The only Republicans not showing any testicular fortitude is Lynn Cheney and Adam Heisinger. He's from 6th Congressional District in Illinois. Congressman not running for re-election. Why? Because of threatening his family, his two-year-old son and wife. You know, I know the threatening the FBI, the threatening Attorney General Garland. You know, Trump is basically saying, hey, I dare you to convict me, or I dare you to press any charges against me. He's arrogant, and as usual, Trump is full of shit because, you know, behind closed doors, he's peeing his pants and shitting bricks. But in public, he's like, oh, yes, you know, I dare them to do it. You know, it's much easier.
See?
You know, it's very disgusting.
Yeah, he's acting like Mr. Cool in public, you know, with his fist in the air, et cetera, et cetera. But I would be willing to guess that in private, he is making phone call after phone call after phone call, and he's threatening this one and that one and the next one and calling in every single favor that he has ever done in his whole entire life. That is what I think he's doing. And I'm waiting for the day for him to, like you said, be in an orange jumpsuit and taken away in cuffs because, you know, since he's been around, we have had no peace. You know, we have a new president, a new administration that is overshadowed by this monster. Every single day he is in the news. Every single day we have to look at his ugly face and listen to what they have to say about him and how he is trying to disrupt and destroy our democracy. And it cannot be allowed. That is for sure.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, Donald Trump, when he visited the Queen of England a couple years back when he was president of the United States, he tweeted, somebody saved it and shared it. And it put Twitter in a frenzy now because he tweeted, I never told anybody, but she knighted me in private. This is such a lie, a bald-faced lie.
What in private?
Because the Queen of England, that the Queen of England knighted him. You know, that's what he tweeted. I thought it was a joke, but it was authentic, and somebody saved it and on Twitter and shared it, and it's going around making the rounds and everything. This is what a liar and a piece of garbage that Donald Trump is. He cannot tell the truth. He is something wrong with that man. There's something wrong with his head. Yeah, he's sick in the head. Something wrong with him.
Oh, he is definitely mentally ill. We know that. You know, he's a narcissist. He's a sociopath. he believes that he's still president. He really does in his warped mind. Thinks he's still president. He had no plans to leave that White House. He was forced to leave the White House. He was not going to leave. That is a reality. And that's how sick he is, you know, and full of himself. And sometimes I just wonder, you know, his family, you know, he's got siblings, you know, what do they think about all this? Do they ever, I wonder if they ever call him and say, are you out of your mind? What are you doing? I mean, I would love to know their feelings. You know, one of his sister was a judge at one time. I just wonder, you know, how they, if they roll their eyes or if they just hide because, you know, they're so embarrassed. It just makes me wonder, you know.
Yeah, anything Trump isn't good. I don't know about the siblings, but I know that the sibling that died, he had an alcohol problem. He was a pilot. His married Trump's father. And he and Donald didn't get along from what I read or have read. And, you know, he was like a calm, laid-back one who wasn't too fussy. You know, he had an alcohol drinking problem. He was an alcoholic that killed him eventually. You know, he didn't have, like, the killer instinct. And he wasn't a liar like his brother Donald Trump.
No.
You know, so his father favored Donald more than him. He didn't have that quote-unquote killer instinct, you know. In other words, Donald was such an asshole that his father loved him, you know, revered him compared to his other siblings.
You know, and you talk about his, you know, older brother, the one that married Trump's father that did die. He was a very successful man. He was a very brilliant man. And I think I've talked about this before, you know, that he was a transatlantic pilot. He had many ideas for the Trump Organization, but his father never, ever paid any attention to him. And, you know, Donald could do whatever he wanted, say whatever he wanted, and he never, ever faced any consequences. So, you know, that ate away at him, and it did eventually catch up to him. And that's very sad.
Yes.
Very sad to be treated like that.
Exactly. And Rick Wilson from Lincoln Project ranted recently about Donald Trump, saying, you know, Trump was going to sue him and everything. And it was such an epic takedown on Donald Trump. And,
yes, it was.
You know, I guess he's throwing dishes against the wall and smearing ketchup over it in the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It was definitely
so,
epic.
Mm-hmm. It was epic, beyond epic. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure I could find that video to play, but I'm not finding it. So, yeah, I think the Lincoln Project is doing good work. They're putting America first.
Yes, they
By
are.
No means they're pro-Democrat, but, you know, they're pro-America. And, you know, it's good to see from the right that, you know, there have some sensible people within the Republican Party still are trying to fight for democracy. Because Trumpism is like a cancer that will die for some reason. And even if they cut the figurehead out, Donald Trump, it was still there because, you know, people out there, 1 in 2 Americans, according to this poll recently, said that 1 in 2 Americans believe that the election was stolen. And that's a shitload of people. You know, and that's frightening.
Yep.
And these people are on Twitter and on different social media saying, oh, you know, civil war coming. You know, well, hey, bring it, bitches. Because if you think liberals and Americans who don't give a shit about politics, that way, you know, defend themselves and defend democracy, are not going to come in. You know, so that I'm sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I know, absolutely. It's not going to happen. You know, we have an army, we have Marines, you know, we have the National Guard. They can try to do whatever they want. It's not going to happen. You know, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah. I think I've been watching too much moving and, you know, they're soft in the head. There's no way in hell that they can overcome the military or, no, it's just not what happened.
It's just, you know, it's all talk. And all it's doing, honestly, is putting the FBI, you know, and the people that work for the DOJ, putting their lives in danger, you know, because the nonstop, you know, tirade and, you know, the drive, you know, to paint the picture that the FBI, you know, and the Department of Justice are evil, you know, and it's a witch hunt and all of that. It just doesn't sit well, especially with his, you know, with his following, because they are not rap type, you know. And it's just, you know, this has got to stop, you know, and I just don't know how that's going to happen. You know, there's an article here, and it just tells about, you know, the concerns, you know, about the, you know, the threat to the physical safety of law enforcement, you know, because of these attacks. And, you know, and Republicans don't care. I mean, they really don't care. They just keep on going, you know. You know, Steve Bannon, he was on the radio today, and he had, you know, you would think that he would start thinking a little bit before he opened his big mouth. But he was on, he had Marjorie Taylor Greene on there today, and she was telling him that she has plans to impeach Joe Biden over the renewable energy. So she revealed this to America's Voice talk show host Steve Bannon on Monday, that she has drafted articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden over his investment in renewable energy. Because, and this is what she said, and I quote, because they're driving the Green New Deal, which is going to plunge America into darkness, and this will lead to death and all kinds of issues across America. We simply cannot exist on solar and wind energy at this time. The technology is not there, and there's no reason to destroy fossil fuels, Green said of the Inflation Reduction Act on the War Room with Steve Bannon. And because of that, Steve, it's such a dangerous threat. No president should be doing that, Green continued. I have articles prepared on Joe Biden, and we're looking at introducing those possibly as early as this week. Where is she wrapped at? Is she wrapped tight at all? I mean, what planet does this woman
come from? She's lost her mind up. Yeah, she's lost her mind, obviously. Well, she's censored, so she can't put any legislation forward, you know. She's also basically on Capitol Hill, mouthing off.
Spewing.
With no real power, really.
Well, this was on Bannon's show today. You know, it's disgusting. You know? And, you know, this is the problem that I see. You know, we talk about culture wars and, you know, how they can break democracy. But this is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and, you know, Ted Cruz and Hawley and, you know, the list goes on. I mean, I know you know as well that the list goes on. And every single day they have something negative to say. And, you know, people hang by their words because, you know, they're brainwashed. And it's really sad. I was having a conversation over the weekend with a very good friend of mine, and she was talking about, and I love her to death, but I can't have a conversation with her because she keeps, whenever we have a conversation about anything, and I try to stay away from the little, they know exactly where I stand in politics, she knows, but she was talking about the border. Fox must talk about the border. She must listen to Fox News because it sounds exactly like that. And all they are worried about are people coming into the border and through the southern border. And I told her, I said, well, Steve Bannon was just brought up on charges because they spent the money for the wall. You know, I mean, but they're not told that part of it, you know? So all they hear is that there are people in coming into our country, you know, and they have drugs and they're cartels and they have guns and, you know, and they're going to kill people. That's all they fearmonger on Fox. So how do you tell someone that you are very good friends with for a very long time that she is absolutely wrong to turn it off? you know, without having her never speak to you again. That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, how I deal with it is just how I deal with this is just cut people off basically, because there's no reasoning with people who think like that, or, you know.
Yeah, I just cut them loose, you know. But the thing is that she's a sincere person, and I really think she believes what she hears, not because she's evil or anything like that. She just believes Fox News. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they are that convincing, obviously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're still saying that Russia is going to win the war. I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they say that?
Yeah, because they want to say Biden, because they're beholden to Vladimir Putin, basically. Putin has secrets to Trump right down the line. That's the only logical explanation I can draw from this, you know, because, you know, and Ronald Reagan turning in his grave at the moment, and how far right and fringe Republican Party has become.
Yeah.
It's pretty disgusting, you know. This man who, you know, is obviously a liar, a manipulator, a sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think he doesn't even understand sarcastic. He's too stupid.
No, he's not sarcastic.
The narcissism, you know, the level of narcissism, sociopathic, you know, behavior by Donald Trump. You know, they're so scared of him that they will stand up for democracy and decency. You know, that's what the Republican Party is today. You know, it's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if they win both our chambers of Congress. You know, the amount of shit that they'll do and damage that they'll do.
Oh, they'll do. It'll be, the harm will be for generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just talked about Russia. There's an article that I was reading that was talking about Russiagate. And Trump told his White House team that he needed to protect Russiagate documents.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right about that. And it goes on to say that in the final days in the White House, Donald Trump told top advisors he needed to preserve certain Russia-related documents to keep his enemies from destroying them. The documents related to the federal investigation into the Russian election meddling and alleged collusion with Trump's campaign. At the end of his presidency, Trump and his team pushed to declassify these so-called Russiagate documents, believing they would expose a deep state plot against him. I mean, you know, that's it.
Yeah. Let's just say stupidity has grabbed the Republican Party by the throat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is jump down that rabbit hole where, you know, the believing in QAnon, saying, oh, you know, this and that with no evidence, and whatever evidence they present to boost any conspiracy theory, it's been disproven. And they laughed out of the building, basically. But yet still, they push this crap. And people like Fox News and other news channel, you know, like CNN, you know, like instead of, like, not giving airtime to this garbage that's going on, you know, they give QAnon, Trump more time, you know, and more airtime. It's just disheartening and sickening that CNN has reached the level. And you know what MAGA stand for? Make assholes go away. I wish they'd go away. And in 2022, women will make a statement, especially the millennials. They go to the polls, vote Democrat, and Democrats will get an overwhelming win. I just feel it in my soul that Democrats will win.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And going back to that Russiagate, I just want to, just a little bit more. According to a person, they didn't name the person, with direct knowledge of the situation and another source briefed on the matter, Trump told several people working in and outside of the White House that he was concerned Joe Biden's incoming administration or the deep state would supposedly shred, bury, or destroy the evidence that Trump was somehow wronged. His concern about preserving the Russia-related materials and newly relevant after FBI search turned up a trove of government documents at the former president's Mar-a-Lago residence. And I also believe that those documents were not just at Mar-a-Lago. I believe that they were on the golf course. I believe that they were in his maybe a summer residence, other residences that he has. I don't think they were all at Mar-a-Lago. I really don't. I don't think he put all his eggs in one basket. I don't.
Yeah. Who knows what's inside his former wife's casket that was buried.
Oh, yes. There's already speculation about that.
Yeah. Why didn't he need 10 people to lift up somebody who was cremated, really? I mean, well, anyway, we'll have Rick. Rick, what's his face? Rick, the guy from Lincoln Project. Yes, his response to Donald Trump.
Okay.
Hey, folks. Wanted to say hi really quickly and to just give Donald Trump a message. Since you threatened to sue the Lincoln Project this morning, go for it. Go for it, bitch. Come at me. I can't wait. We're delighted by the thought you would try to sue us, Donald. Do it. Do it. I double dog dare you. You know, when we put up the billboards in Times Square of Jared and Ivanka during the COVID crisis at the end of the 2020 campaign, we received this letter from Mark Kasowitz, Donald Trump's attorney, and it was this complete, you know, blustering shit show. Oh, we will suddenly sue you. We read it in the Bane voice, right? You're not going to sue anybody, Donald. You're not going to do shit. You're not going to do a goddamn thing. You are weak. You are impotent. You are flabby. You are sitting there in the bridal suite at Mar-a-Lago or the bridal suite at Bedminster, grinding your gears, wondering why the Lincoln Project, no matter how many times you tried to kill us, keeps coming at you. You know why? We're here in this fight for the long haul because you are a threat to democracy. You are a threat to America. You are a threat to the Republic. You are a threat to the Constitution. You are a thief of classified documents. You are a traitor to this country. You tried to overthrow this government and the system of our peaceful transition of power, and fuck you. We're here. You're not. We will keep kicking your ass every single day. So if you want to try to sue us, Donald, go for it. Throw down. Let's go. We can't wait. You won't do it because you are, in fact, as I said previously, completely impotent. Just ask Melania. Anyway, folks, other than that, it's a great day for America. Steve Bannon is looking at the inside of a jail cell once again. Donald Trump is raging in Mar-a-Lago, fuck yourself, or Bedminster, or wherever he is today. And it's a good day to be in the fight. Talk to you soon.
That was Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project reading the riot act of Donald Trump. Yeah.
I love him.
Indeed, Trump is a bitch. Yeah, Trump is a bitch. And it's September 11th. I can't believe it's 21 years since September 11th happened.
Mm-hmm.
So all those people died and families, our hearts and sincere well wish go out to you on this anniversary of 9/11. And speaking of 9/11, Donald Trump made some statements, or, you know, he said that he was there for the victims of 9/11. So
he gave
no money to the 9/11 charities after the terrorist attacks. He bragged about his building, fought to Wall Street, being the tallest immediately after the towers fell. He strongly opposed the construction of the 9/11 memorial. He lied about housing people at Fort Wall Street after the attacks, claimed that he helped a little bit in clearing rubble. There's no evidence to support that. He claimed he saw bodies falling from the towers from the Midtown apartment, which he resided.
Mm-hmm.
That's impossible because other buildings block it.
Claimed
that 9/11 wouldn't have happened if he were president. He once tweeted, "I would like to extend my best wishes to all, even the haters and losers, on this special date, September 11th. No, he's a real piece of shit. I'm sorry. He's a piece of shit. He should be in Orange, waiting in a cell. This man flabbergasts me. He's a great A heavyweight piece of crap. That's who Donald Trump
is. Yes, he is.
And a member of his family.
Yes, he is.
All the members of his family. How can he steal from a cancer charity? I mean, really.
Yep. He's just, there's no words for him. And we know that. He's just, it is so sad. And yes, I find it.
Yeah, let's speak about vaccinations. You know, the mere fact that he said that you could shine light. I don't even know what he said. It's so asinine what he said, you know, about drinking bleach and taking that horse pill and what have you.
Yeah.
You know.
Sheep the wormer.
You know, taking sheep the wormer to kill COVID. What bullshit. And people actually died from this. You know? I mean, Jesus Christ, are people that stupid? Well, yeah, that's a rhetorical question. If you vote for Donald Trump, you're stupid. And get what you deserve. There's a pit of that, you know, the people who didn't vote for this bastard going through, you know, shit because of him. On immigration, you know, he wants to say, oh, you know, the Mexicans are invading our borders and everything. No, bullshit. Not like that happening. You know, he's bringing out of proportion and everything. And the good immigrants who, you know, work and pay their taxes and never been troubled with the law, get their different degrees from universities and colleges, making a life for themselves. Because they're not white, Donald Trump is basically just pissing on them. And people who support Donald Trump, you know, like gaslighting it by, oh, you know, you're stealing good American jobs, yada, yada. You know, climate change, he took us out of the Paris Agreement. Healthcare, you know, his thing was saying, oh, you know, reelect me for a second term and we'll tell you what our healthcare plan is. You know, taxes, you know, tax cuts for the billionaires and corporations who pay no taxes and raise our taxes. Civil rights, that's a no-go. He hates black people. And he hates immigrants and minorities. Women's rights, grab them by the pussy, enough said. LGBTQ rights, he'd rather see them dead. I can't understand why the LGBT community, or some of them in there, are log cabin Republicans. You've got a Republican Party here, so I want to see it dead, basically. Education,
absolutely.
He'd rather... He and the Republican Party rather take money out of public education and put it in private schools, you know.
Or their own taxes.
Social issues. You know, raising the minimum wage. Why are Republicans and Donald Trump against it? You know, student loan forgiveness is just $10,000, you know, per student. And they're making a big hoo-ha out of it, you know. What about the billions of dollars and cut taxes for corporations and rich individuals?
Well, the reason,
yeah, go ahead.
You know, the reason they're making such a big stink over the $10,000 is because they are not pro-education. You know, if educated students in this country, then they will realize what's really going on in this country, and they will realize the history of this country. And they don't want that to happen. They want everything to be whitewashed. And they want to keep everyone stupid and believing all the lies so they can continue to steal and everything else that they do, you know, are trying to do. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, she goes around telling everybody that, you know, our country can't survive on, you know, wind turbines, you know, really? That is not what they are saying, you know. I mean, and that's exactly what they want. They want the children, and they don't want educated college students coming out and understanding what's going on in this country. The Republicans do not want that. And that's the bottom line of what's going on in this country. And,
yeah, because,
you know,
basically...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why
basically,
are they
Republicans
books?
Want the populace stupid. You know,
right.
They want the populace to be stupid. So the more ignorant you are, the more to vote Republican.
Yeah, think about the South. I mean, honestly, you know, there a lot of them are uneducated, and in like in Mississippi, Alabama, you know, they're very uneducated, you know, their health care is low quality, everything. But they all vote Republican. Think about it. It's a simple strategy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very simple strategy.
Yeah. I played the solar energy, a speech that she gave, which was very weird. You know, let me see. Where is this bloody thing? Yeah, she was discussing solar energy. I'll play about 40 seconds of it. And I don't know. She's lost her mind. So that's Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about solar energy. She is so dumb. She's basically like Trump in the vagina, basically. That's how dumb she is. My goodness.
Well, that's why they like
her.
Why they like her, because she has no shame, and she really must think in her own mind that people really believe her and think that, you know, what she says is true. And it's not. Really not true. You know, let her go live in outer space somewhere. You know, it's we need green energy. We need, you know, to get rid of fossil fuels. We need all this to go forward. We need more electric cars. You know, we need our roads fixed and our bridges fixed, our infrastructure fixed, our water, you know, to be clean. We need all of this. I don't know what planet she lives on. I really don't, you know.
Yeah, she lives in Magellan,
Georgia.
An alternate universe. She lives in Magellan, alternate universe. She lives in Magellan, alternate universe, the backwoods of Georgia.
Oh,
you know, Stone Mountain, Georgia, or wherever, you know. The stuff back in the 1950s where, you know, education was looked down upon as, you know, you being elitist and everything. And the Republican Party is pushing that agenda where, oh, you know, we don't need, you know, university degrees or, you know, to be qualified to do any job. Look at Boebert, for example, from Colorado, District 3, Colorado. She had to take her GED 3 or 4 times. I mean, GED tests are so easy. That's how dumb Lauren Boebert is.
Yep.
Have to take a damn test that my 5-year-old nephew can take in one time, one go. That's so dumb. We'll have dumb people in Congress.
I know.
It's
ran
scary.
It is very scary. you know, Marcus Flowers is running against her. In the 14th congressional district. So he needs donations. He really does. Because she has millions of dollars to fight him in ads, etc. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if he can, you know, if he can beat her. I truly don't know, but he is trying. You know, he really is trying. So if you have a couple extra dollars, you know, send them to his campaign, because he does need the money. That's for sure. Marcus Flowers.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you think about the judicial system? You know, do you think that the Supreme Court should be extended, the seat should be extended to like 15 seats?
Of course. Yes. Could be. I thought maybe he would have already tried to do that. But the president, I haven't heard any mention of it. Yes, we need some, more fair-minded judges in there, because what I think is going to come down next is marriage equality. I really think that's next.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yep.
I think that's next on the agenda. I don't know if it'll be before the midterms, but I believe that's next on their agenda. Which is a horrible
birth control,
thing.
Taking birth control away from women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's just something that needs to be fixed as well. Oh, the other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit is Jenny Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that she had links to anti-abortion groups who lobbied to overturn Roe? I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that she lobbied that, or that she was part of that. I know that she was part of the January 6th, the insurrection, the planning of it, I'm not sure, but she had her little fingers in there, but I didn't know that she was into that too. Wow, that's pretty horrible. He needs to step down. That is definitely a conflict of interest.
Yeah, but he wants. Nancy Pelosi last month blasted Republicans over their stance on contraception law. I'm going to play a clip. And here it is.
Post contraception again. Do you even know what's going on in your own family? Why don't you ask? Do we need a session of the birds and the bees to talk about why this is important? What's going on here? Is the blind desire to have women controlled and in servitude such that they don't even want to know the truth about family planning and contraception? I ask those who oppose contraception again.
Yeah, so extreme Republican parties, because, for example, in Arizona, the guy who ran against Senator Mark Kelly, he scrubbed his website, official campaign website, because to get the nomination, he went extreme right, saying, oh, no matter what cause, if it's incest, rape, or the mother's life is in danger, then he's anti-abortion. That's how extreme they are. And when I do get the nomination, the flip switch, scrub the website and say, oh, only in certain instances, they'll be against, abortion. Which is a lie, because if you ran on something, you told us who you are. And that's why Mark Kelly is going to win a landslide. That's why the senator in Nevada is going to win a landslide. That's why Democrats across the nation, whether for Senate or for governor or for Congress, they win big. Because women that way keep up, take the shit. Women are fed up with the Republican party. And millennials are going to come out in droves. And let's say get rid of a lot of Republicans. They are so vile and disgusting,
I agree with you. Yeah, there was a senator in a Republican South Carolina state senator who's supporting a bill that all abortions without exceptions for rape or incest. He argued that 16 and 17-year-olds wanting to have sex are not mature enough to access birth control. However, the senator argued that those same teenagers are mature enough to get married. He doesn't have a problem with that. What's
with
wrong
parental
with
consent.
What is wrong with that picture? No contraception, but a 16 and a 17-year-old could get married?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So, he was he was challenged by a Democratic colleague during the debate on the state's pending abortion ban. So Senator Richard Cash told colleagues that he did not believe that young people should have access to birth control, even if they choose to access it via their parents' health insurance with their family's permission.
Yes, I have a clip.
Wrong.
Yeah, I have a 3-minute clip of that same state senator from South Carolina making an ass himself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of Republicans cast soup and lore, the stoop even lore.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 3-minute clip. Here it is.
Dad can give consent to get you married at 16, but not to put you on birth control. Yeah. Thank you. Sure. I believe sex belongs within marriage because sex leads to children and children needs parents. And so I'm not in favor of the state paying for contraceptives for unmarried children.
South Carolina Republicans have reached a new level of insanity while debating the state's restrictive abortion ban. Last week, a Republican representative gave this advice to 12-year-old rape victims.
There's a morning after pill that stops probably before conception. And you know what? That's available in Walmart. You don't have to have a prescription to do that.
So if her dad rapes her and she's carrying the child, who drives her to the store to get the morning after pill?
The ambulance.
Okay.
Or at the hospital when she's there.
And now, state Republican Senator Richard Cash says that 16 and 17-year-olds are mature enough to get married, but not old enough to get contraception.
He's saying that 16 and 17-year-olds are mature enough to decide to get married, but they're not mature enough to be taught about contraception in school, and they're not mature enough to receive contraception on their parents' health plan, and they're not mature enough to get contraception from the health department, but they are mature enough to get married? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a fair question, and I'm happy to answer it. My position, when this has come up before, is if a 16 or 17-year-old certainly if they have their parental consent and they wish to get married and their parents approve it, then correct, I don't have a problem with that.
But you just moved to table a bill that required parental consent to get birth control pills on the parent health plan. Where's the logic?
Well, the logic is I believe sex belongs within marriage because sex leads to children and children needs parents. And so I'm not in favor of the state paying for contraceptives for unmarried children. I don't think that's a good policy. Children come from sex and children need mommy and a daddy. And that means marriage.
Oh, my God.
So mom and dad can give consent to get you married at 16, but not just on birth control.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
And just talking about that's the exact freaking that I was
crazy.
Talking.
These people are freaking crazy. When the woman pregnant, you may have an ectopic pregnancy, ectopic pregnancy that can kill her. The baby can die inside her. They want to bring that to full term. But when you know that's sick. That's crazy. That's madness. What's wrong with these people? I mean, fuck.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
Blood boil, you know?
I know.
A father rape a daughter, or a family member rape a daughter, get her pregnant,
yep.
Boom. Oh,
yep.
No, have a child. It's God's plan. No, Republicans, fuck you. Get out of the people's bedrooms, just like with gay marriage. Hell, you know, they're grown adults. What they're doing in their bedrooms is their business. And what's more big government than being inside somebody's bedroom? You know, come on, man. And people vote for this crap?
Yes,
fuck.
They do. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And did you hear him say about the day after pill? How is that child going to get to Walmart to buy it? Well, with an ambulance. Really? Who's going to pay for the ambulance?
Where do we get the
is
money to
free?
Buy it? Exactly.
I mean,
where
really?
Do we get the money to buy it?
I mean, what planet do these people live on? I don't. I can't imagine being married to somebody like that. I don't know. I just cannot have that in my aura space.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah. No, it is. And those pills are about $50 per packet. 16-year-old,
yeah,
probably not,
well,
working or anything.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, they're
now,
not cheap.
We have a call coming in. We have a call coming in. 515-605-9802, the number to call. We're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. You know, get out of woman's vaginas, Republicans, you damn freaks. You know?
No
Jesus
kidding.
Christ. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Oh, it's Susan in Michigan. They're all nuts.
Susan.
They are all nuts.
Yeah.
The trouble is that if their daughter or their wife got pregnant and wanted to get rid of it, they got money to go to another state to do it or another country.
Yep.
It's
mm-hmm.
just the poor
yep.
people that
mm-hmm.
got to suffer. So
yep.
they're just so two-faced. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I
know,
just
but
can't
he's
believe
so
it.
Radical. You know, and his answers are so radical.
This is a Taliban. It's crazy. Doesn't even
you know,
make any
I mean,
sense.
It doesn't, you know, okay, so at 16 and 17, they can get married, but they can't use contraception? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, unless it's their
mm-hmm.
kid, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. If it was their
unless
kid,
it's
watch
their child.
What they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they are
absolutely.
All liars anyways. It's just scaring the
yeah.
hell out of me. And today I read this article, and it was online, Raw Story. One more thing to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should
oh.
be
mm-hmm.
frightened. Historian waves the red flag over far-right plans to alter the Constitution. The far-right conservatives are quietly working behind the scenes to create a constitutional convention aimed at basically changing the relationship between the government and the public.
Mm-hmm.
The National
mm-hmm.
Center for American Historical Association explained that attention needs to be paid to this plan to force an amendment convention by those who already have mapped out changes they would like to see take place. Even though some liberals
mm-hmm.
would like to see some changes, it's really mostly
mm-hmm.
wealthy right-wing funders who have largely
mm-hmm.
and purposefully out of sight bankrolled the organized effort to foist one upon the country with the usual suspects
mm-hmm.
like Coach, the Koch brothers, Mercer families providing support. That alone
yep.
should be cause for concern. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're talking about changing the laws, our voting laws, right? Now they're going to
mm-hmm.
try to change a convention, a constitution to change these laws.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And like
mm-hmm.
contraception and abortion and all that. That's you were talking about how things are changing, and this scared the crap out of me today that they're actually going to try to change
Susan,
the Constitution.
My question is,
yes.
what's with the obsession with gay sex and vaginas with Republicans? Seriously. You know, are they lacking?
They're closet queers, that's why.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Look at the scandals that has happened over the years. You know, toes happening in the bathroom. This congressman from Florida, I can't remember his name now, you know, like wrestling, sexy
yeah.
wrestling with
and you're always hearing preachers and stuff molesting children or having affairs with their congregation and they're holier than thou. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, look at the latest example is Jerry Falwell Jr., you know? That rat bastard, for example, you know, he has his pool boy there. The pool boy had a thing with his wife, and, you know, he's standing in the corner and you know, jerk off while watching them have sex. I mean, this is a family virus part. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, hey, if you want to be a freak behind closed doors, have at it.
It's your
go
business.
For it. But
don't
when
tell
you try
me
to, like,
to
preach,
do.
Oh, Exactly. Don't preach that, oh, you know, that's wrong and the Bible is smite, you know, and that. But you're still behind closed doors. You're having gay sex, which nothing wrong with it. If you want to do that, you know, that's your life. Like I said, have at it. But don't be a hypocrite. And that's what the Republican Party is, hypocrites.
Well, that's all
you know,
they
and
are.
And I would pay for it in November.
Everything they are about is hypocritical because it's just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And now they
want
to change the Constitution and make it permanent. That's what scares me a lot.
That won't happen.
I hope to God not, but if we don't get out there and vote, it might.
We will.
I think the women are going to save us. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Women are going to save us.
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan.
Yep.
In Michigan.
Oh, for sure. And I'm so
for
glad
sure.
that they put right to vote on the ballot in November.
Yeah.
Thank
Absolutely.
God.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it happens in other states, but I don't know.
Yep. Oh, well, in Michigan, just to show you, more than 150 Michigan Republicans launched a new campaign effort to boost the reelection of Governor Gretchen Whitmer against GOP opponent Tudor Dixon, who is backed by former President Trump. Republicans for Whitmer is led by a leadership council of 35 Republicans from Michigan, including business leaders, former lawmakers, and staff who served under the GOP governors Engler and Schneider. Bill Perfett, the chairman and CEO of commercial real estate company Northwood Group, said he was supporting Whitmer because she was seeking to build a common bridge between Democrats and Republicans. No more fighting, he said. Among those running for the election in November, there exists a group of individuals, some Democrats, some Republicans, that are willing to work together to find a common middle ground where progress can be made. The best person to lead the effort is Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer, who has served as Michigan governor since 2019, appears to be gaining ground in a reelection bid against Dixon. Whitmer enjoyed a 13-point lead over Dixon, while 54% of the respondents said they approve of Whitmer's governorship. Dixon is a former customer service agent and sales rep for her father's Michigan Steel Foundry, which also describes her as a working mom now fighting for Michiganders. So the thing is about her is that she is anti-choice and
completely for no reason.
Yes, anti-choice. And as far as for incest and for rape as well. So,
and even the life of the mother, she doesn't give a crap.
There are no excuses, she said. No excuses.
Nuts.
Nothing. So she is another extremist. GOP candidate has faced some criticism for her hardline anti-abortion positions, a hot-button issue in the midterm election that is increasing, giving movement and giving momentum to the Democrats. And this is what's going to bring us over the finish line. If nothing else will do it, it will be this abortion issue. It's Rovember.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember that.
Listen,
another thing, the whole bitching at the FBI and getting FBI people in trouble in terms of like showing the faces and naming names when they raided Mar-a-Lago, that ratness named Mar-a-Lago. You know, I thought they were the Law and Order Party. Why did they threaten the FBI and putting FBI agents in danger? You know, I mean,
you're
God damn it.
Right.
And people vote for these motherfuckers. Sorry for cursing. I don't like cursing.
Go ahead. Well, that's what we've been told all this time. You know, that's what we've been told all this time. That they are law and order.
Yeah, these motherfuckers, these Trump Republicans.
Yeah.
These
only when
bastards,
it's their law and
been
order.
Yeah.
And it goes against them, then they're not for it. They're two-faced.
Exactly.
They're two-faced slime buckets. I'm sorry.
And you know,
they're not the Republican Party that used to be there. It's not even,
but
I don't know what the hell it is, but it isn't a Republican Party.
They're fascists. freshest.
Yeah.
That's what they're.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
But, you know, in my eyes, the Republican Party was never anything that I admired or had any reason to want to be a part of, because when you talk about, when they would talk about, you know, it never seemed like their agenda was for, you know, raising the minimum wage or, you know, making unions stronger, helping, you know, health insurance, you know, everything, anything that had to do with helping people lift them up from the bottom instead of their trickle-down bullshit, you know, and that is what people did not see through. You know, I learned this very young. I went to protest when I was in high school. I've been around for a while now doing this. And I when someone tells me they're a conservative, I cringe because I don't know what they conserve.
Yeah, exactly. No, they I don't know. They're two-faced. They're only for big business. It's only for the rich, and screw the rest of the people.
You know?
That's all I
can pretty see. Much.
I mean, David, don't you think that the Republicans have always said that they are against big government? You know, they are for law and order. You know, they are conservatives. Mm-hmm. And every time they're in office, everything gets destroyed, and we have to fix it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like
they're
the children, and we're the parents. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill Clinton,
you know,
is
like
conventional speech.
Children. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
I feel like
big government, but they'll go in your bedroom and tell you what to do in your doctor's office. Yeah, that's not big government, right?
That's what I'm trying to say.
No.
That's
yeah,
what they've always,
I want to be
in women's
vaginas because they're not getting vagina. Yeah.
You
and that penis envy, you know, Jesus, that penis envy. That's what I think it is,
I know.
You know, that gay thing and everything, you know. They suffer from, you know, small penis syndrome, you know. Jesus, obsessed with sex.
Know.
You know, I don't know what's
well,
wrong with these people. I don't know if they're not getting enough.
Because they're going to do that constitutional convention that screws with the laws, all the our laws,
mm-hmm.
voting rights and all that. So, I mean, they're doing it now on the local level and each little community trying to change the laws,
mm-hmm.
Moving the bins to put the ballots in, closing voting places, making it harder for people. On a Tuesday of all places. No other country does it on a Tuesday when people got to work.
No.
I mean, you know.
No.
And it's going to get worse if we leave it up to them.
You know, here in Michigan, you know, everyone can vote by mail. Everyone can vote by mail. You don't have to have an excuse to vote by mail in Michigan.
I know, I vote by mail. I'm only two blocks from our voting place.
Yeah.
But it's great.
Well,
you know, you can stop and think and take your time.
Yes, but
mm-hmm.
I am just saying, you don't have to worry about going to the polls. You don't have to worry about any of that in Michigan. Because if you want an absentee ballot, you can get one. Absolutely no questions asked. So
and there's other
that
states that do that, too. I forget which ones that...
Yeah.
Wasn't it Colorado or one of them that's been doing it forever?
I don't know.
And it works fine. There's no reason not
mm-hmm.
to have it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing that I did want to say is that Governor Whitmer and her opponent are going to have a debate. They have finally
agreed.
I can't wait for it. They finally agreed on a date. And it's going to be October the 13th. It doesn't say where yet, but that's the date that they have finally agreed on, October 13th. So that ought to be very interesting. I can't wait.
I know. Boehner what's her face, doesn't have any argument. I mean, what can she say? I'm against everything, and boom, she's done?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
She had no plan.
Within 10 minutes of that debate, it'll be over. Gretchen Whitmer will wipe her ugly face in this debate.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be over for that.
Yep.
you know, Dick what's his name, Dick Devos, and his stupid ugly-ass wife, who was education secretary. They put money in Tudor Dixon. Well, went for a rude awakening when she lose big time.
Yep.
Because these Republicans, this fascists, they hate black people, they hate minorities, they hate women, they hate LGBTQ, they hate education, they hate healthcare for people. How can an EpiPen cost $700 when in Europe is $0? In Japan, it's $10 for an EpiPen. What kind of fucking shit is that? I mean, I'm a curse. I'm
it is
curse.
Balloon.
And I'm making
it's
curse.
$40 every
it's
other country in the world.
You know,
it's every...
these motherfuckers need to be put in their place. Vote them out, America. They don't care about you. They don't give a shit about you. Look at Mississippi, for example.
Don't.
You know, the poorest union, the poorest state in the union. Last in education, last in infrastructure, last in healthcare, last in every goddamn thing. And for the past 60 years of vote Republican, don't they understand that the Republican Party don't give a shit about them? I mean, can they just stop for a minute? And this past 60 years from what's his face? Not FDR, the one before him, the clown before him that caused the Great Depression. Oh, Jesus. What's his name? I've seen his face now. I can't remember his name. The president before FDR. Not Calvin Coolidge. Jeez, help me out, ladies.
Woodrow Wilson?
I'm all worked up there. No, Wilson was a Democrat in World War One. Wilson was a Democrat in World War One.
Okay.
Herbert Hoover.
Yes.
That rat bastard.
Yeah.
Who
and
made
he was
everything.
A closet gay guy too, wasn't he? They said in his biography that he was so against it.
Well, hey, you know, to each his and her own. Don't really care about that. But he made corporations just like Roll Tide and like everything corporations and everything that went to shit. You know, Wall Street crash and everything. And they didn't have the name trickle-down economics then, but from then, they believe in trickle-down economics. And they perfected it from 1964 when Barry Goldwater was a Republican nominee and everything. And it came to fruition when Reagan in 1980 was elected. You know, and every Republican president since Herbert Hoover tried to trickle-down economics, it failed.
Mm-hmm.
And these people still vote for these assholes. These motherfuckers who don't care about them. I mean, what's wrong with people? I mean, they're not dense. They're not stupid, ignorant, uneducated.
Well, do you think some of it is because it's gerrymandering? I mean, some of it, or could be cheating. But honestly and truly,
Because the big businesses are advertising, backing their campaigns and, you know, overwhelming publicity, and people believe it. That's why.
Yeah, these
especially
sound
in
bites,
the olden days, you know, they didn't have a lot of media out there except for newspapers that were bought and paid for by big business. And so people believe what they read.
You know, in Jackson, you know, David, you were talking about Mississippi. And I don't know if you guys have been following this, if anyone has, but they have had a water problem in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, bad water
their
problem.
Water is still, their water is still brown. This has been going on all summer. They had heat. They had a heat wave there. And now, this is the capital of Mississippi. Think about that. This is the capital of the
Mississippi. They've been boiling water for over a year before the flood.
And their water is still brown. And they keep telling them that the water is okay to drink. And they keep on seeing videos of their water being brown. It reminds me of Flint, Michigan. And Michigan still to this day has problems because that's another story for another day. But, you know, I feel sorry for these people, but this is what happens when you do not take care of your infrastructure. And we have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that we don't need our infrastructure, you know, fixed. We do. It's old. The country needs it.
Very old. A lot of it's 150 years old. And the power companies, the water companies put it in They charge us every month, and they don't do a damn thing to keep it up.
Yeah. You know, and so this is where we are. And, you know, so these people, you know, have problems with their water. They don't have drinking water. Think about it. You can't bathe. You can't. You don't want to bathe in that. You know, they're.
You want to cook your pasta in the water? Heaven forbid.
Yeah, no. You know, even boiling brown water.
Like
who would boil brown water?
Because those politicians bought and paid for by the companies. That's,
you know,
the whole song and dance. They control,
you know,
it. Like the pharmaceuticals,
yeah,
like the power companies, mm-hmm, and all those companies. They pay out the politicians. They're a bunch of putanas. And they,
mm-hmm,
they just do and pass the law or ignore regulations.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. It's not about we the people anymore. It's about we the corporations. I mean, guess what, people?
Yeah.
Corporations are not people, you know?
Exactly.
Corporations are not people. Citizens United,
yeah,
has really messed up the system. We're super PAC money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and lobbyists go in there, write the bills. These Republicans mostly, and even some Democrats, don't read what these bills entail. And because they're getting money from these big lobbyists and big corporations like Big Tobacco, the gun lobby, this lobby, that lobby, let's vote yes because the corporations say, yeah, vote yes,
for
or
sure,
we're not giving them more money. You know?
Exactly.
It's so disgusting. And that's why young people, you know, young people and first-time voters and, you know, there's a store vote that's like, no, I'm not going to vote because it don't really affect my life. It does affect the life,
mm-hmm,
because of the shit what they're doing, with the laws that they're creating for corporations to you know, profit from it and, you know, not care about we the people. That's the thing.
Exactly.
You know, we need to,
and
like,
the corporate heads make thousands of percent more than the guys on the line. You know, they make outrageous,
mm-hmm,
amount,
mm-hmm,
of money at the top. And all they do,
yep,
is,
yeah,
bribe the politicians to go their way, to let them,
yeah,
do what they want.
Yeah.
Screw the public.
It's really disheartening. It's disheartening, you know.
Okay, what do you
it's
guys
really
think of, I'm just going to change the subject for a moment. In Ohio, the Senate race, Democrat Tim Ryan is running. He's running,
mm-hmm,
neck and neck right now with his challenger, J.D. Vance. And that's according to a new poll. Yeah, neck and neck
Vance
is pretty good.
Vance is Looney Tunes. He's right up there with Green.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know.
I think Tim Ryan will win. Tim Ryan, yeah, but you asked me, Tim Ryan is going,
yeah,
to win that race in Ohio.
I hope to God.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, he's going to win.
It says here that 47% of Ohio general election voters said they would vote or lean towards Ryan if the Senate election were held today, by 46%. That's a high number, said they would back Vance. So
let's hope they do.
I'm kind of happy to hear that, you know. And how about Beto and Abbott? Has that anyone heard about them? I think
no, but I hope Beto wins.
I think the race is pretty tight. I think Beto is only down a few points. Actually, here it is right here. Let's see. Abbott is up 7 points. He's up 7 points over Beto O'Rourke right now.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't like that.
I don't either.
Well, before the race,
7 points.
Beto O'Rourke was down 19. Before the race, before he even got in the race, Beto's down by double digits. So this is promising that Beto O'Rourke is down by 7 percentage points. That means a dead heat and everything. And he could pull off an upset. You know, this is Texas. And Texas, like Florida, always break my heart. So, you know, I'm not putting any stocks in Texas. But I wish Beto O'Rourke well. I think he has a good,
mm-hmm,
solid campaign going. And, you know, like, this is off presidential election season.
I think the women are going to help on that one, too, with the abortion.
Yeah. You better
believe. And I think the people are pissed at their power grid because governor
Roseland
didn't do squat on that one. So
yes.
Two mm-hmm. things are in Beto's favor right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how about in Georgia?
What do you think about the John Fetterman Oz race?
I love him.
I think Fetterman is going to win. I think Oz has flipped his lid.
In a landslide. In a landslide.
Yeah, I think so too. And what do you guys think
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
Georgia? Kemp and Stacey Abrams. It says
I hope Stacey wins.
Yes, he has an 8-point lead over her right now. That's not much.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's not much.
No.
I hope she wins.
And they're trying to purge the voting list.
They're trying to purge the voting list
in Georgia again. Yeah.
Yes,
and that way work. It's not going to work this time. You know?
First
time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. I don't think Stacey Abrams and Democrats will make that happen again.
Yeah. So, how's it going in Florida? Has anyone heard about Florida?
Val Demings is 5 to 6 points lead against Little Marco, as Trump called him. So Little Marco's
about,
in trouble. Nobody's doing anything to him. He's on Fox News,
what about,
basically begging contributions.
What about DeSantis and Christie?
I hope Christie
anyone?
Wins.
Oh, I do too.
No, Chris.
DeSantis
Chris. Shout out Chris, not Christie.
Yeah,
Chris. Chad
Chris.
That's his name.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Chad Chris is well known. He's a Floridian by birth. He is beloved even when he was a Republican governor. He's moderate. He's not like extreme and fascistic. And he loves Florida. He's proven it time and time
mm-hmm.
again. And he's going to give the fight to DeSantis. And people are so sick of Ron DeSantis. How can you have a police, an election police? That's like brown shirt Gestapo shit. You know, that's some crazy level shit, you know? And people,
I'm worried about
Democrat,
the
Republican,
local elections
whatever.
And how they're showing it's coming out now, you know, how they try to take the voting machines, how they rig the elections, and they had the commissions are all rigged and stuff like that. That's what's scaring me to death. There's so many things that they try to manipulate. We got to get the Dems in there and change the laws back to what they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to, you know, with the gerrymandering and voter restriction and all this other crap they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thanks for coming on, Susie. We're all done.
I'll let you guys go. It's a good show.
Thank you
I'm
so
worried.
Much. No, don't be worried. It
keeps me up at night. But I think Michigan will be fine. I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think Michigan will be fine. Our girls will be fine in Michigan.
Oh, they got to stay in office.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Susan from Michigan. So the topic tonight is ideological tribal warfare, the power struggle dividing America. The Republican Party have the help of corporations and individual rich people who don't give a goddamn about America. And what we'll have to do is unite, build coalitions, LGBT with women's rights groups, teachers, unions, labor unions, teachers unions, students, millennials, the elderly, we have to come together and say, here what? This shit not way fly. It's been going on for far too long. This trickle-down economics garbage, you know, since Herbert Hoover days.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to a head when Ronald Reagan was first elected. It just don't work. Trickle-down economics don't work, you know? So, come now. Let's vote these people out. They don't give a damn about America. And we'll start on January 6th, where Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, saying, it was just a bunch of tourists. And then other Republicans saying, it's Democrats dressing as Trump Republicans. No, you know, I mean, it's Antifa people. First of all, Antifa is not a group. Antifa is anti-fascist. That's what it means. And that's what American
Absolutely.
World War II soldiers did fight the fascists.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're against, quote-unquote, anti-Antifa, then they're pro-fascist. What are you trying to sell, Republicans? You know, explain that shit, you know? But the supporters of Trump and Republican Party are so dumb and so illiterate,
mm-hmm.
you know, and listen to Fox News and AON and all these different right-wing radio stations and don't think for themselves. They listen to these sound bites and say, oh, yeah, Democrats are evil. They're filled with homos and immigrants and da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I'm just sick of it. I want to see them go. I want to see them suffer so bad. It was so satisfying. This is Sarah Palin news. To see the nine races.
I know, that was...
And some
that
strong
made me
Republican
very happy.
Stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
New York 19th Congressional District. No Democrat has won since the 1970s. That's how conservative the district is. And Democrats won by like 7-8 percentage points. We need more of that coming up in November. For real, because this Republican Party is not a Republican Party. Ike or even Nixon. Or, you know,
no.
Pappy Bush, or Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fascist, Hitler-like, Mussolini-like Republican Party, and America now is stand for it. We're better than this.
Nope. So I just
you
found
know?
I just found the latest poll on Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Ron DeSantis
mm-hmm.
50 right now, and Charlie Crist is 47. That's
mm-hmm.
pretty darn close.
Yep.
So
is that one poll or, you know, kind of different?
Yeah, that was just, that was the first post-primary poll. That's what they came up with. That was 5 days ago that was done. So that's not that long ago, 5 days ago. So,
My closing thing is, go ahead, make your point, Lori.
No, I was done. You said your closing thing.
Mhm. Okay, so the Republicans, these Trump Republicans, QAnon assholes, saying on Twitter, you know, there'll be a civil war if the Republicans lose in this 2022 election. Bring it on, bitches. That's all I have to say. Bring it on, because if you think you're better, you know, progressives and liberals and independents and whoever, because you're saying didn't win, you know, dream on. Dream on. That's a promise. Dream on. You're not going to win this election, and you're not going to turn America, and you're not going to kill democracy. This is a beacon of hope for the world. And what you're doing is what Hitler did and what Mussolini did. This is not the Republican Party of the 1950s. You know, do better than that, Republicans. Do better than that.
I agree, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any closing comments?
I have hopes for Michigan, Florida, Georgia, Texas. If all of those states turn blue, we have a great chance of a better country.
Mm-hmm.
That's my, and also Arizona. If something happens, because they have a wacko woman, and I don't remember her name. She's running Arizona for governor, and she's way out there. I didn't look at that one yet. If that does not happen in Arizona, you know, we'll have a good chance of having, you know, a pretty darn good majority. And if we can win some Senate seats, I think we only need, how many seats do we need to win? Four to be about, I can't remember right now.
No, five seats. Five Senate seats.
Five seats
five,
we need. Okay,
five.
We need five. Okay. So if we can do that, I think we'll be in good shape. You know,
yeah.
We need to get rid of, you know, these Republican governors.
Yeah, I think the senators, they can pull it off. We just need five seats.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin will just the figureheads. We all need their vote because, you know, they think they're king and queen of the Senate. There's a bunch of sellouts, low-life sellouts, especially cursing cinema. She's no damn progressive. She runs a progressive, and she's just a damn sellout. Just look for the money and see who's supporting her campaign for re-election, who contributing to her. Right-leaning corporations and right-leaning people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a disgusting human being, and I hope she loses. You know, I wouldn't mind if somebody like her lose, because she's just a dino, a Democrat in name only. You need a real Democrat in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Better believe
that. All right, thank everybody for checking in with us tonight. This has been Kitchen Politics 123 for Monday, September 12th, 2022. Till next time, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. And again, have a good evening.
Said, we are not going to let our campaign be dictated by fact checkers. Finally, I can say that is true. Now, people ask me all the time how we got four surplus budgets in the room. What new ideas do we bring to Washington? I always get the one more answer. Arithmetic.
Let's get together and be all right. Oh, oh, oh. Let's have a fun.